Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our Alan Chartok. Alan, the coronavirus and the question in New York, in the region, in the country, in the world is how soon do you reopen? We're seeing states making those plans, including in New York. And the real sensitive part of all this is if you reopen too soon, you could ignite the virus again.
David, you couldn't have been more perceptive in the way that you put that, because the fact is, it's a terrible, awful choice that states and individuals are being asked to make, because the economy is in shambles right now. People are doing what they have to do, but, you know, they're hurting, they don't have money, and there's a huge pent-up frustration that people are feeling. They want to go back to work. On the other hand, the thing that everybody is really worried about is a second spike. The idea that it would happen again because we let down our guard. And I think that there are enough people who are suffering the consequences of this, that that emotion, whether it's based on logic or it's correct, is going on. And we don't know what to do. You get Boris Johnson in England over gestating with his hands and talking about how he understands. It's almost as if he's been studying the speeches of Andrew Cuomo in order to make his point. He has a long way to go, by the way, until he becomes as factual and as calm as Cuomo has been in his briefings. Nevertheless, you have to open up some phases of the economy. And the question is how to do that. And it seems to me the way to do it, if anybody can figure this out, is to make sure that you do it under the safest conditions possible. So a lot of people are discovering things. My wife, Roselle, gave me a wonderful haircut, one of the best I've ever had in my life. No insult to my wonderful barber, but she did. So we have now discovered that asset. And I think that that kind of thing is going on all over the place. Our children are being educated, some of them at home. Some parents are finding they have the facility to do that. Others, not so much. So this is a game changer for life as we know it. And it will continue to be because we are shaking our heads, not knowing what to do. We watched the press conferences by Dr. Briggs, who is saying that it'll all change when we get the right kind of antibody test. Well, we know that. We know that from Andrew Cuomo. We know it because we've heard it again and again. Tell us something that we don't know. In any case, we now know that the President of the United States has stepped back from his briefings because the one thing that has always been so dangerous for him, the Republican backers, the senators, who have proven, of course, to be gutless, cowardly folks who just can't criticize their president, now know that they are behind in many of the senatorial races around the country and that they can't countenance. So Mitch McConnell and the others are having to examine their wounds. You know, David, I keep thinking Mitch McConnell has a wife in the cabinet. That's not a good thing. You know, the pillow talk that goes on about protecting the president and protecting themselves is obviously the kind of thing that presents a real conflict of interest. And I think McConnell is, by the way, within one point or so of losing his office. Nobody really believes it because it's a Republican state, but it's possible. And apparently his opponent is getting some real money from people who are just frustrated by a guy, McConnell, who will not go forward and do what needs to be done in this country. So it's quite a mess.
You referenced Dr. Birx and the president's defense against injecting disinfectant to help cure the coronavirus. He said it was sarcasm, but then you have Dr. Birx, who then tried to explain it, why the president talked that way. And CNN says Trump is driving Birx's balancing act to the limit. Some aren't happy with her.
Well, look, it's pathetic. He's staring at her, expecting support from her when he said these ridiculous things, and they were not sarcastic. They were real. He's desperate. He's looking for anything that will create a sense that he's in charge and that he's making a difference. And he was looking at her. She was just staring back at him. Can you imagine what it's like to be in that situation? In the meantime, governors, Republican Governor Maryland and others, are basically saying they're worried because they're getting reports that people are, in fact, doing this as a home remedy. They are trying to disinfect themselves using these killer agents, which are going to hurt them very, very badly. The president keeps saying that everything he says, which, you know, you watch him and you know he's not sarcastic, is sarcastic. Well, it won't work. His numbers are down. As a result, they are canceling the briefings. He'll keep on tweeting, but it means little. Now he's attacking Fox, his wonderful friends at Fox, including Chris Wallace, who has continued to do good journalistic work on Fox, unlike so many of his colleagues there, who are really disgusting. So we've always known that this president will turn around and attack anybody if he feels it's convenient at the moment. He's going after the HHS Secretary Azar. There was a report, widespread report, that he would be fired. Apparently, calmer heads prevailed. Now he's not fired until the moment that he is. This is a guy who, this president, who just does what he thinks is right at any given moment, and that's what makes him so very, very dangerous.
And the long-lasting pain, right, economic, food shortages we're hearing about potentially, well beyond the coronavirus itself.
Well, look, this is the worst crisis that my 78-year-old body has ever seen in this country. World War II was terrible. We lost a lot of good people. They went somewhere else to do it. But now it's all happening right here. And that's what makes this crisis so insidious and so awful.
Our political observer, Alan Schar, talk with us. Once again, don't forget, we'll be right here with you. A friend, indeed, we will continue our good work.
As our James sang so often, you've got a friend. And you do. You know it. We're here for you, and you got to be here for us. It's that simple. WAMC.org. You put something in, and you get an awful lot out. We all know that.